say, I know he's like taken off and like that fucking terrible. Oh Lord, what was the Barry Keoghan movie that I despised?
Saltburn.
From last year?
Saltburn.
Yes, Saltburn.
You know, he's like Mr. Oscar guy now and whatever. Yeah. Like, maybe the move is you kind of throw all that Joker stuff in the toilet.
Yeah,
because even because speaking of shit you could cut, because I'll tell you what, even still today, I'm rewatching this movie that I love with a capital L and a big red fucking cartoon heart. Mm. Love this movie. We get to that part and I'm like, I don't know, guys. I'm still 150% burned out on the Joker.
It's the Joker problem. It's not the not Barry's
it's
fault.
It's not Kogan's. Yeah, no,
it's just we're tired of the Joker, and Batman famously has a big rogues gallery, I heard.
Yeah, well, I keep hearing it.
To that point, though, I don't think like his Joker, Reeves's version of the Joker, would not be owning the entire movie the way that all the other Jokers have. Like
maybe,
the way they
maybe that's true, but
because I mean the way they do Penguin, Catwoman, and Riddler in this, like I never felt any of them overtaking. I mean, Penguin does just because of the size and the design of the character, but like other than that, like I can see them working because like I'll be honest, I really like that teaser. I think that's one of the more like actually effective teasers I've seen in a while.
I like the teaser. I hate the deleted scene. I'm so glad it's deleted. That's the worst.
Oh, the deleted scene is
it's,
way worse.
It's very like this movie does. I mean, it's what I like about this movie is that it very much like this is the Seven kind of a part. This part's kind of like the French Connection. This part's kind of like it's like, hey, let's watch your favorite movies with Batman kind of a thing.
Yep.
But the deleted Joker scene is so Manhunter. It's like he comes to talk to him. He's like, oh, he's being a bad boy, isn't he? And it's like, you know, like that kind of a thing.
It's
like,
Batman and the Joker talking. It's not Batman and the Riddler.
No. Yes, exactly. It's Kogan. And you see, and also, take two on the character design. I hate the fucking
you know
pumpkin
what?
Head mask that he's wearing in this movie.
He's got like syphilis smiles or something.
Syphilis smiles.
Yeah, something.
Can
like
I
that.
Tell you exactly what it looks like? And it sucked in this movie, and it would suck if you made a movie with the Joker looking like this. He looks like when Dominic
Toretto.
Dominic West, I believe, the guy from The Wire.
Yes, oh, he played Jigsaw.
When he's Jigsaw in that second fucking Punisher movie.
Yeah.
After he goes into the glass recycler thing and is all like, that's what Barry Keoghan looked like. And I was like, no, not again with Jigsaw makeup. I don't think so. That looks like awful garbage.
That's the thing is, I don't think why it's a good teaser is because it's a good cap on Riddler. Because Riddler isn't dead, and you want, and what did he learn from this that like he can take help? He is open. Like that's what's so interesting about the character in this version is that Riddler is like a man who found friendship finally in the worst place possible and for the worst reason possible. But he did find it, and like to have it at the end be like, "There's a new friend," and your new friend is the most nefarious character that Batman's ever dealt with.
It's really a big criticism for me, but the whole Riddler thing being an orphan, it was reminding me of was it Spectre or Skyfall or something that made Blofeld the same.
Oh right, yes,
we were summertime brothers living together.
No,
that's the vibe I got from some of this.
If it was a thing though, where it was like, and remember Bruce when we were playing stickball in the yard?
But then at the same time, like, he's got more of an argument than you, Batman. I feel like the Riddler's the good guy here.
Well, that's what I think.
Oh, let's cut the shit, Eric. You'd be wearing the costume.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be on top of Madison Square Garden with a shotgun. Yes, just too sweet.
If I could remember to to stop autoerotic asphyxiating myself in this gimp mask enough to get out of the house to go to Gotham Square Garden. Yeah, perhaps.
You're asking the guy with the AR-15, can I get some of Saran Wrap? I forgot.
They said in the comments, bring the cling wrap. My God.
The other thing, just a cap on the Joker thing really quickly. I guess the other reason why I thought it was just like it bummed me out from the first time I saw it. And another reason I just realized is like, this is the first of the Reeves-averse Batman movies. I think we're supposed to get another two. This is exactly this, like after the first Nolan Batman.
Yeah, it's the card.
Like, it's the same setup. Like, guess who's around the corner? And I was like, I fucking know. I saw it in 2005.
Yeah, you'd be better off waiting. Either not setting it up. Although I to Chris's point, I do think that what's great about that teaser is it does, it's thematically fitting. It's not just like, hey, stop and look at the next movie.
Yeah.
But it is annoying to do. You would want to wait for the Joker for at least the third movie. You know what I mean? Push it out.
Yes.
At least the third film.
And what's also interesting about that teaser is usually that is the end of the movie. Instead, the movie keeps going.
It's great. Yeah. I mean, I love the end of this movie so much. And I mean, we should talk about the whole movie. Also, we're talking about this, by the way.
Should we talk about the movie?
Maybe.
You guys want to talk about it?
Eventually, we will. I know we do usually get to it.
Talk about the movie.
Yeah, I think you're talking about the movie. Okay. Yeah, that guy's right.
It starts with my favorite thing. Looking out, looking at your neighbors huffing and puffing.
Peeping?
Oh, I'm peeping. I'm Batman. I'm a peeper.
Well, that's what I love about this, right? The opening moments of this is a fake out because it's I don't think you've ever had an opening of a Batman movie where like Batman doesn't show up in the scene at some point, really, right?
Yeah.
Batman Returns has like the little prologue.
That's true.
With Penguin, but baby Penguin, I guess. But anyway, no, I love this fake out, right? Because like, who's a known person that surveils people? Batman, of course he does. And you're like, why is Batman really looking at this family? So like, what's going on?
Was that the Riddler?
Yeah, it's the Riddler.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the Riddler. That's 100%.
You still
Riddler.
Thought it was Batman?
I thought, well, that all that heavy equipment get into the roof.
If you like what you just heard and want to hear the rest of this episode, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies and sign up. You'll get this episode along with all sorts of other exclusive Patreon content, as well as a unique RSS feed that can be used with the podcast app of your choice. patreon.com/wehatemovies. Check it out.